97 The Fan. Worked yesterday out in training camp, hot all day. Had to do some TV stuff. Got home. My wife wanted us to have a game night with the girls. We were chilling, playing cards, and then my phone just went bananas. It went bananas because my friend Jordan Schultz broke the news that Terry McLaurin had requested a trade from the Washington Commanders. If you don't follow Jordan, you can at Schultz Report, SCHULTZ_report. Jordan joins us now. Jordan, what's up, man? Thanks for making time. I know you're busy.
I hate ruining family game night. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, man. Unfortunately, this was not a surprise to me. Like, this was kind of the playbook that was in front of Terry, and there was some question if he was going to go this far. But if you know how NFL negotiations work, I didn't find it shocking. Take us through kind of gathering this information and where you think things are headed.
Well, I think you have to understand the context of the entire situation, and Commanders fans are smart enough to understand as well that, you know, Terry has been one of the premier receivers in the league for a long time. The team is in a position where they have to make a decision now, okay? They have to make a decision. Do they want to be in the Terry McLaurin business or do they not? Because you can't have your cake and eat it too. In other words, if you want to be in the Terry McLaurin business, then pay the guy. If you don't, then trade him. But it's not good for the locker room. It's not good for the culture of a team that you feel you have changed to be in a spot here now where basically you're telling your premier receiver and you're telling the rest of your team that we're not going to pay guys market value. So it's a spot that I don't think anyone's surprised that they're in because Terry has said publicly he's frustrated, but it's also a spot that I think they could have avoided the team. And they let it get to this position, and now it's week one of preseason.
As you look at the other receivers that have signed deals, what is market value for a guy at Terry's? And you know they're using the age thing, so what's the market value there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it what the player or what the team thinks?
Right now, there's seven $30 million receivers in the league. And my belief is that we will have a lot of $40 million receivers in the near future because that's the nature of the cap. It goes up every year. And, you know, you asked about A's, B. Mitch. You know, teams and players and agents, this is a tale as old as time, are always going to disagree about age. I think if you're the Commanders, you have to make the decision of whether or not you believe Terry in years 7, 8, and 9 is going to match Terry in the years 1 through 6. So let's look at the facts. He comes off his best season. He's an All-Pro, and he hasn't missed a game in 4+ years. So that's where I think most fans, it feels like, or all the Commanders fans probably feel the team needs to understand. And you know, the argument that he shouldn't get a big deal because he's going to turn 30, if you want to make that argument here with the Commanders, okay, you can make that argument. But also, I think it's important to understand that, you know, he started his career in a different position in the sense that he didn't play his first 2 years at Ohio State. He hasn't had a lot of miles on his body, and he hasn't missed a game in 4+ years.
Certainly. It's a complex situation, man. We're talking with Jordan Schultz here, who broke the story of Terry McLaurin's trade request last night via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You know, you and I were at Eastern Motors a couple weeks back when Terry spoke and was clearly frustrated. And I think one of the things that really stood out to me was Terry talked about, you know, I was at OTAs, and I really thought this thing was going to get done, and I was just kind of practicing with my teammates in good faith, and then it all kind of changed, and it seems like there hasn't been any progress. Two sides didn't talk for a while. Do you think, have we reached a point where things between Terry and the Commanders organization are unsalvageable?
No, I don't know if they're at that point, because the bottom line is, JP, what's best for an organization is either get a deal done sooner than later or trade the player, and which is what I was trying to say earlier, right? And if you're the Commanders, I think you said something that stands out, good faith, where he was there for the minicamp, right? And, you know, this is an ownership group, a new regime that has stressed the word culture a lot. I don't know if it's unsalvageable, but I would say that it's not good for Jaden Daniels, your superstar young quarterback, who's going into year two. It's not good for him to not have reps with his number one target. It's not good for the locker room to see that Terry, who's been, you know, really the face of the franchise and, you know, hasn't had the same starting quarterback in here in consecutive years. It's not good for them to see that. It's just bad business. So if you don't want to be in the Terry McLaurin business, fine. I think it's just that you can't have both, you know, like you can't underpay a guy so much so, and then not trade him. And I think that's what's probably really frustrating for Commanders fans, I would imagine, and you would know better than me, but it feels to me like this probably could have been avoided had the team got this thing done much earlier. And I would also say that, because I've been asking around on, like, what's the market for Terry McLaurin? What's the level of interest? And a lot of teams would have a lot of interest, not only because he's a caliber player, but in the modern day NFL, you do need two number one wide receivers. That's really where this thing has gone. But it's not, it's a fair question to ask if it's unsalvageable. I don't know the answer to it. But I would hope that it's not, just because of what he's meant to the organization.
But if you look at the flip side of that, there could be people out there that said that the team is, they offered made an offer according to what they feel is best. And if Terry wanted to be there, he would be there. What would be your thoughts on that?
So, man, make sure I understand. You're saying
offer because they're looking the offer at was... and they're saying this is what we think you're worth. And he's like, well, I'm not going to come, and he's not there. So I'm just saying it's people on both sides of this thing. It's not everybody on Terry's side, not everybody on the team side. It's kind of split. So I'm wondering what would be your thoughts if people say, well, he could be there.
No, but what I would say to that is, you know, look at Cincinnati, for example, with Trey Henderson, where, you know, similar type of situation, all pro player, third contract, and extremely productive. And, you know, the thing about these deals, these long-term deals, is that the team ultimately controls the back end of the deal. In other words, you're really signing that guy to an extension. How is he going to be in years 7, 8, 9? And the same with Cincinnati. You know, the Cincinnati situation with Henderson, you know, it's not totally congruent, but it has some similarities. So, you know, and if you're Terry, you know, he is there now. You know, he did end the holdout. He's obviously not practicing, but he did end the holdout. And I think it was a good move for him to be there and showcase that he wants to be there for his teammates. But there's absolutely a sense in that locker room of, why aren't we paying 1.7? I mean, I'll tell you that, having navigated this thing, I think everyone in that locker room believes that he should be taken care of.
Talking with Jordan Schultz here. You can follow him on Twitter at Schultz_report. Check out his podcast with Draymond Green. There's a ton of content Jordan's putting out every day. And obviously last night broke the news, Terry McLaurin looking for a trade. So let's talk numbers here, right? Because for me, just as an observer of this with some knowledge of things, guarantees should be the driver, but it seems like AAV is the driver. Is there a guaranteed money amount that gets the deal done? If they get to $55 million guaranteed, like, to me, if you're Terry McLaurin and you are turning 30, I think he's an absolute baller and he's an outlier in the age discussion, but the age is the reality, right? Like, if there's $55 million guaranteed on the table, are you walking away from that? Is there a number that they have that is simply unbreakable that has to get to?
Full disclosure, I don't know the answer if it's an absolute number that has to be there guaranteed wise, but you know, a lot's been made about DK Metcalf's deal, and he got 33 per year with $60 million fully guaranteed. So, you know, if you look at that number, you look at that contract, I think that would probably be what needs to happen for Terry. I don't know if Washington says, to your point, JP, here's the guarantee. Well, you know, what is it going to take? And let's say, you know, you throw out 55. I don't know if that gets them in the building and if that gets it done. But I just don't think the Commanders have been even close when it comes to what Terry is looking for. And what I think the argument that he has made has been, you know, not just the quality of play, but the type of person and leader. Mm-hmm. But I wish I could. I don't know the answer. Full disclosure: if this is going to be a guarantee and this will 100% get it done, I don't know the answer. But I would say that the DK deal at 33 per year with the $60 million guarantees is probably congruent.
That it's remarkable because if you like it, it's easy to point to the DK deal, and I think in a lot of ways, as much as the Courtland Sutton contract, I don't think helps Terry's camp. I think the DK deal really kind of doesn't help the Commanders' camp, right? Because Pittsburgh traded for him, and then therefore you got to do what the guy wants to get it done. Like if you're going to trade for somebody, you're going to pay him. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And yeah. This situation is just so different. Do you think Terry's prepared to sit out games? Like if this really just keeps going, everyone I've talked to with Washington is that they're not trading him. So do you think this goes thermonuclear and Terry would actually sit out games in the regular season? Mm.
I haven't gone there yet with them because, you know, if you're thinking about we're going, you know, early August now, I actually haven't asked that question. I would say that when you request a trade, you're doing so because you're not only frustrated, but you've evaluated your whole situation and realized that this is about like being valued and being, you know, respected. And the best way I would answer that is if you ultimately decide to miss a game or miss games if you're Terry McLaurin, then it probably comes back to the fact that this organization, you know, hasn't valued me the way that I have earned. And so the reason I think that's really important is because a lot of times there's so much more than just money. And I think this is one of those situations. You know, money is obviously the headline. That's the driving force of all these deals. But JP and B. Mitch, as you know, Terry is a very prideful guy. And I think he has always played with a chip. And I think there's a sense of not feeling valued by the organization. And again, money obviously is like the central part of that. That's the headline, but it goes beyond that. It's a sense of respect. It's a sense of doing things the right way. And when you produce the way that he has, I think it's really frustrating to basically not feel like the other side is valuing you properly.
But what if they were to go out and start seeing and calling people about a trade, and they can't get what they think they should get for him, and the people aren't willing to give it, will he think the other people aren't valuing him as well? Or do they want them to give them permission to go seek a trade?
Well, since last night and today, I've talked to a number of teams just trying to navigate this thing of who would be interested in Terry McLaurin. There's a lot, and it's interesting because it's not all the teams you might necessarily think. You have teams on the cusp of winning, but you also have teams that want to put money in with quarterbacks on rookie deals. You know, it's which is similar to Washington. Now, Washington, I think they had the type of season last year going to the NFC Championship where, in many ways, they outperformed what everyone thought. A lot of teams are looking at that saying, well, if I had a receiver like Terry McLaurin, then maybe we could get there. Maybe I could elevate my rookie quarterback or my rookie quarterback deal. So if you mentioned the point with DK, and this is the always this is always the tricky part with making a trade to a star receiver or a star player who is seeking a new deal. As you know, like, it's not just I'm getting a new player, it's now I have to pay him. So that's the tricky part with these contracts. Mm-hmm. But I've talked to, let's say, five teams now, five legitimate teams that would say, I'd really want Terry McLaurin. And I'm not saying all five of those teams would be able to pay him what he wants, but there's enough clubs out there that would say, I would be able to give the compensation we'd hope for, that or Washington would hope for, and then in return, you know, get something done with Terry long-term, because that's what we feel is necessary. And obviously you're not making that deal unless you feel you can get a deal done long-term.
That, would the team hypothetically you're discussing rhyme with Boo Wingland?
You know, I was wondering when you asked about the pass. Here's what I'll say about the pass. They ran on Calvin Ridley, didn't get him. They ran on T. Higgins, didn't get him. We know that they signed Stephon Diggs. They have some young receivers there, but you know, that's obviously been a team that has really wanted to add a bona fide number one wide receiver for Drake May. But that's an example of these, you know, like if you're the Patriots, you know, you have a 4-year window now with Drake May, because you control his rights for the next 4 years. And that's, you know, a lot of these teams, you mentioned Cortland Sutton earlier, you know, Bo Nix going into year two, a lot of these teams with young quarterbacks, this is the window to strike. And that's why I think it's so frustrating for the Commanders fans, that they feel like we have the quarterback in place, we have a really good roster in place. This should be a straightforward deal to pay 1.7.
Last thing, Jordan, do we know, it's one thing to request a trade. Do we know if the request has been granted? Because generally what happens is you request it and a team says no, or a team says sure, your agent could call teams. Do we know where that is?
I don't know where that is yet, having, you know, just been last night, but I think definitely some clarity there in the next day or two over the weekend. How about this, JP V. Mitch, because I'm a big fan of the program. Let's get me on next week.
I think we can do that,
man.
We can do that. Who knows where this thing's going?
I would love to. And
let's hope next week, tell us about the extension Terry just signed.
that would be great for a lot of Commanders, because you said it's split, but is it safe to say that, at least on social media, I've seen that really the majority of Washington fans have been saying, let's just get this thing done and make sure we take care of him?
Definitely.
A lot of people say that, but there's a lot of people that are with, like, saying what he's worth and what he's not worth and things like that. It's a ton of them that call into this show on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think the emotional side of this, everybody supports Terry for everything he's done here, right?
Yep.
But I do think at the same time, people are like, man, this is really getting far down the line here. I think people 100% want Terry on the field. And, you know, it's a what I've tried to say throughout, this is a really complicated deal to get done because it's not free agency, right? Like, it's not like Terry could be like, yo, the Pats are going to give me $35 million. That's not where they are right now. And that's why I'm curious if this gets there, because he is under contract. And you hate to see it go that way for Terry. It's a guy I've covered since his rookie season. I know his family. But it's a tricky situation, man.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people anticipated that it would be in this spot. I think he's obviously meant a lot to the community, meant a lot to the franchise. And it'd be really interesting to see obviously what happens in next month, but also, you know, long-term, what happens with the Commanders now with Jaden Daniels and how they navigate this thing, because He had an incredible year. They had an incredible year together, and obviously you want to build off it.
Yep. Jordan, thank you for the time, bro.
All right, Jordan, appreciate you, man.
We will be in touch.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Take care. That is Jordan Schultz. Broke the news last night that Terry McLaurin has requested a trade. Here's the deal. Phone lines are packed. We're going to take your calls. We're going to react to that news. I am not surprised at all that there'd be a significant trade market for Terry McLaurin. I'm also not surprised if there is no trade market for Terry McLaurin because they won't trade him. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. All right, folks, been a busy morning. Haven't even been able to tell you. It is a Vodka Red Bull Friday powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is DMV made, super smooth, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores.
Oh, boy.
Maybe we just need AP and Terry to go buy some Scotty's, get a bottle of club soda, sit down and hash this thing out.
Take a couple shots.
It might be.
Sign a deal and then you take some shots.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
A couple bottles of red. JP and I'll come hang out with y'all.
We'll have fun with it.
Yeah, man. Goodness gracious, these phone lines are lit up. We just had Jordan Schultz on, if you missed any of that. The one thing Jordan said that I totally agree with is that a lot of teams would have interest in Terry McLaurin if he becomes available.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important to point out it's if he becomes available.
I
find it hard to believe the team is going to grant a trade request. And
what would they ask for?
Well, and what makes you better right now?
Yes.
Because if you want draft picks, like if we were having this conversation in March or February, okay, then we need a one. Yeah. Maybe we need a one and a three. And that helps you for this year because you get guys in your program, right? Or that gives you ammunition to trade for somebody else or whatever. But right now.
Is that a dress behind you?
No, it's a lacrosse stick.
The blue thing.
It was Shelby's lacrosse bag.
Are bad.
Yeah.
Is that long?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay on track.
Well, I'm looking at you. You pop up on the damn TV.
I wasn't expecting to pop up right there, but here we are.
They're showing everybody that requested trade.
Yeah.
That are playing for the team that they requested the trade from.
That's what I've been pointing out. Yeah. I just think asking for the trade request is the next step in the playbook, right? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean he's going to get traded. And true. I think we got to keep that in mind. And it's August 1st.
Yeah.
Wake up. It's the first of the month. They're 37 days away from football. But if you trade Terry McLaurin away right now.
Doesn't help you.
Does it help you win this year? I don't think so.
Mm-mm. And hell no, it don't help you.
And I know folks are going to come in and say, Terry for Micah. I don't think that happens.
No.
Terry for Trey Hendrickson. I don't think that happens.
It has to match up. And I think those deals not going to match up.
Let's take some of these calls. Our guy Russ is in Charlestown. What's up, Russ?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
That's a good idea about the drink. Just get a bottle, go up there in the meeting room, and up there in the room, and hash it out.
That's right. Me and B will get this thing done in about, I don't know, two bottles of Scotty's.
It wouldn't take that long.
Yeah, because you get that buzz going on, you go and tell each other what you think about each other. So, hey, and then you work it on out.
Couple drinks, then we'll go over to DC Prime for steaks. Bang. Done.
Bang, there
hey,
we go.
That's what I'm saying. And if it's asked B. Mitch anything today.
That's not till later, dog. Not till later.
Oh, my bad. I was going to say, what's the best thing in DC Prime? But anyways, and listen, the Terry thing, I'm thinking that the TV deal stuff, I don't quite understand. If there's a difference between $5 million and $70 million, you get more TV money each year. I mean, you can't use some of that money to work this $5 million deficit out or whatever the division is. You know what I mean? I was thinking, I don't know too much about it, fellas, but I was just old country thinking.
The issue is not having the money to pay him.
Yeah.
The issue is a difference in valuation.
Yeah.
What
totally.
McLaurin's camp believes is the proper evaluation and right. what the Commander's front office believes is the proper valuation.
That,
it's not a lack of cash. They're not going through the couch cushions to get this done.
Okay, I got you. All right, I understand. Yep. All right, thank you.
All right.
The other thing is he's got that deep track and ball ability, and I've noticed so many receivers in the NFL, but like Deshaun Jackson, and it seemed like Terry's really got it. Man, they don't want to lose that, man. But anyway, Hey, thank you, fellas. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, right, buddy. Let's go. We've got a lot of Eastern Shore, a lot of people on the other side of the Bay Bridge. I guess it is summertime. Let's go to Domo. Domo, where you at on Terry, bud? Yeah, dude, hello. You up? You there?
Hello, what's up? You hear us?
Hello?
All right.
Something on his phone.
See you later, dude. Rusty is in Delaware. Rusty, where you at, bud?
I'm trying to contain myself from my laughter. But anyway, that comment that you made, JP, just threw me off. Sorry. Anyway, if anybody's going to pick a fight with Jordan Schultz, I think now's the time because his arms have to be sore from carrying all that water for Terry and his agent. I think that this deal will eventually get done. When I was 29 years old, like that one guy that called in talking about how Terry was his favorite player, you know, my favorite player was Robert Griffin III, and I probably couldn't imagine him playing for another team at that point. Maybe by the time I turned 30, my opinion had changed, but at least in that time frame, when these guys become emotionally attached, this is why we have this infighting now within the fan base and on X and everybody going back and forth about what Terry's worth and what he's not worth. When I was a young man, I had three favorite players, and it was Joe Jacoby, Mark Schlereth, and Brian Mitchell. And I had to watch two of those guys play in another uniform. And one of them won a Super Bowl in another uniform. And it's just part of as you get older, now that I'm 42, I love the Reds. I love the Commanders. So it's like I care more about the team than I do an individual player. So I think ultimately this deal will get done because it doesn't seem like, there's options, but they're not options that work out the way that Terry wants his deal to work out. So I think that ultimately he will end up coming back home. And if it doesn't take until the third preseason game, to me, it is what it is at this point. I was wondering if I could end the call with something a little lighter, though, from training camp yesterday.
We got packed lines, man. Go quick.
All right, real quick. So Jeff came out. I chatted with him for a little bit outside by the merchandise trailer, and I introduced him to my son. We had some other boys from our football team there. They saw us talking, and when Jeff walked away, I walked back to the group of boys, and they said, "Hey, Mr. Rusty, did he win the Super Bowl with B-Mitch?"
Hell no.
Thank you, Rusty. Take care, bud. Little kids, man. You never know what's going to happen.
That is hilarious.
Let's go to Bones in Southeast. Bones, how you feeling about this Terry situation, bro?
Hey, man. What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, Jason, man? Thanks for taking my call, man.
All good.
It's ugly to me, right? Even on both sides, man, and it don't look good, man, So, man, from this point on, man, it's only going to get even worse, man, because, feelings involved right now, So, once the camper with, man, it's hard to repair that, man, So, I just hope we got somebody, to play backup, that can step up and be that number one receiver because, man, it's important that we have a number one receiver for Jaden Daniels during this second season, man. So, like I said, man, it just looks ugly right now, man. This is my first time even spamming on it. I don't even like talking about it. So thanks for taking my call, man. Love you guys.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Bones.
That's the thing about people got to put the feelings aside.
The emotional side of this is it all sucks. But there's so much more to it than the emotional side of it. I do wonder, B, Bones brought something up there that I have been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
I would never in a million years expect Jaden to say something publicly. But when SportsCenter was out there, he did the pay Terry thing with the crowd. Jaden wants Terry there.
The players, listen to me, dude. You can voice your opinion about having Terry there without knocking the team. When you go to war with guys, and I'm using that term very loosely, when you go to a football game with guys, you basically are doing, and you become, you know who you could trust and who you want with you. So Jaden saying, pay Terry and wanting him there, that is not knocking the team. Because he knows for sure they're 100% behind him. So I just think that people gotta like understand if he says anything in support of Terry, just like DQ, of course I want him here.
Right.
That don't mean he disliked the team.
Sneak one more in here. Mo is in Forestville. Mo, what's good, dude? How you feeling about Terry?
Hey, what's up, JP and B Mitch? How y'all doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Hey, JP, I got a question for in this comment. I'm riding with the team, man. I ain't worried about it. We go through this almost every year in football. Somebody want to request a trade because they ain't get what they want. It start early in training camp. Then by the end of camp, the deal get done. I have zero. I'm not worried. I'm going to be honest. I'm a diehard fan. I ain't worried about it. Terry, I do think his side, his agent and him, I just think they need to both with the team and him just meet in the middle. And my question for you, JP, is directly because you cover the team. You do a hell of a job.
Thanks, bud.
I got a buddy of mine. We got into a little, you know, back and forth this morning, and he told me he heard per one of his quote-unquote friends that covered the team down here that they offered him $30 million, and he turned it down. And I'm telling him, man, we don't even know the number that they offered because it ain't been reported. Have you heard anything about the number that they offered him?
I don't believe it's 30. I'll say that. I'd find that hard to believe. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to take your calls. Terry McLaurin wants a trade. Is it going to happen? Are you freaked out? Landfill is. Nobody go anywhere. Oh, look at that body. Grant Paulson breaking a little news. The Commanders have signed Braylon Edwards, previously with the D.C. Defenders. Anybody that is going to try to build a bridge from the August 1st signing of Braylon Sanders from the XFL to what is going on with Terry McLaurin, don't build that bridge. Jump off it because you're nuts. This one thing has nothing to do with the other.
Probably not. Braylon Edwards. That name sounds funny.
I'm sorry, Braylon Sanders is who they signed. Braylon Edwards played at Michigan.
Yeah, I'm like.
Braylon Sanders. Braylon Sanders.
That was
Braylon
a long Sanders. Time ago, too.
Yeah. He spent time on the Pats practice squad last year. I think that is more telling of what this is about than anything you might think. So, phone lines are packed. I'm just going to go in order of who's been on hold longest.
There you go.
And it appears it is Mark in Largo. Mark, where you at on the Terry situation?
Hey, what's up, B-Mitch? What's up, JP? How y'all doing? Man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I will say this. I don't know what y'all giving the people at that station, but Denton Day is tripping. If he thinks no one will give Terry $33 million, New England will do it. On that note, I think this gets done this weekend.
This weekend?
They're not going to try to trade him. But they also know that New England will give him the money he wants. But I did see something that I thought was very interesting. I've been seeing this all on my Instagram page that the team is at 27 and Terry's at 30. Now, if that's the case, that's really making the team look bad because you can get a deal done at 30. He's not asking for 33 and 34. But I've seen it from multiple reports. The team is offering 27. He wants 30. I actually don't think it's that much of a big deal if the team just meets him at maybe 29 or something like that. You can get this thing done this weekend. That's why I think it's going to get done. It has to. And here's the other thing before I leave. Adams got biggest – I mean, he's got – this is the biggest fish he's got. But after this season, you got Debo, you got Tunsil, you got Lattimore. You got a lot of other people you got to deal with. Adam has to do better than this guy. I love Adam. I've been ripping him for the last month, and I love Adam. But Adam has to do a better job and get ahead of this. You cannot let this happen again. You got to get ahead of this. And that's the one thing, if you listen to Diana Rossini, that she sent to Linnell last night, that an anonymous NFC GM said they didn't get ahead of this. They got to get ahead of this. Love you, JP.
All right, thanks, buddy.
You're the dog.
Take care, man. Everybody ready? Landfill, you sitting down? Rev T is on the line. We get to hear from a man of the cloth about a situation that perhaps needs divine intervention. Hello, Reverend. How do you do?
JP, D-Mix, Jeff Landfield, my 106.7, my Cananda Nation family. Something just ain't right in the water right now. You got a turd that done been through the hard times. When I say the hard times, when you wake up in the morning, it ain't no water on. When you wake up in the morning, it ain't no lights on. And that man was still radiant, still uplifted, still carrying out standards for this team. And yet and still is unappreciated. Oh, I know how Terry may feel a little bit. You done gained so much. You done been there through the good times. You done been there through the bad times. You done been there through the times when ain't nobody else didn't have hope but Terry, because he showed up, and he showed out without a doubt with different quarterbacks, even before JD5 brought the DMV hope back alive. And yet and still, they ain't signed Terry. Something just ain't right. Didn't Keith Sweat used to sing that B-Mix?
Mm-hmm.
Something just ain't right. And see, people don't know. I peeped a couple of weeks back when that man was out Eastern Motors and he held his own press conference to talk about the situation. And Adam Peters, Josh Hurst, Magic Johnson, for everything y'all did right thus far, this move right here could make y'all seem oh so wrong. But let me tell y'all something that's good and true. Terry ain't coming back no more. I wouldn't come back. He ain't coming back no more. That man about to pack his bags. He probably already got them packed, got the house packed, and him and his new wife, they ready to move. They not right what they doing is to this man right now. I don't like it, and I love the Commanders. I love the Redskins. I love the Burgundy and Gold, but this right here, this ain't good for a man's soul. I ain't never showed him my words for none of these people. Y'all know who this is, the people's hype man. And oh, yeah, White Mike bleep you for not answering the phone yesterday when I was trying to call. Bama, people's hype man, Red C. Y'all need to sign Terry Bamas and free Red C. Bye, Bamas. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Rev. Thank you for the call, man. Mike catching shrapnel. We got a white Brian, and Ben is here today. Jeff getting love, and Friday Jeff got the day off.
Yeah.
Rev brought something up there though that I think is a really relevant talking point, and I don't know. I think the organization feels differently than some fans than Reverend. I think a lot of fans are like, yo, Terry has been a dog since day one. He's done everything right. You got to take care of this dude. And I wonder if you're Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, you're like, yo, it's great that for 5 years before we got here, you were a stand-up person, a standout player. You had to deal with a lot of BS, but that has nothing to do with us. I wonder if they're like, yo, things got good because we came. You want to stick around? We want you to stick around.
I don't know if Dan Quinn is saying that, dog.
I
don't buy that at all.
Can Adam Peters pay based on the 5 years prior? Do they owe Terry something for that?
When you got guys on your team that fits the standard of everything you preach, hell yes, you can pay that because of it. You can't just walk in automatically and forget about it because not only did he do it before you got here, he did it while you were here. And he did it at a higher clip when you got here. And I don't think just because they showed up, Terry started to play better.
I don't at all. But the organization, the team, everything improved.
I understand all that. But I'm saying he was a guy who was leading the way, not going along with it.
I agree.
Yeah.
But there is, it's a stock market saying, but like past performance cannot predict future results, right?
Yeah, but past performance can show you based off of what I saw when I stepped in here, what he could possibly do. I mean, I don't know if that's what it's being said. I doubt if the coach would be thinking that anyway.
So this report of 27 mil is coming from Stephen A. Smith, of all people. He said that this morning. Maybe we can get that audio in the system. But if they are at 27 and Terry only wants 30, you think they should just get to 30?
Get closer to it. If you offer 27, he wants 30. You can't just say, well, I'm staying at 27. No, how about 28.5?
Right. Bridge the gap.
Yeah.
I do, in this situation, and I wouldn't say this in every situation, but I do think there's an onus on the organization to bridge the gap. This dude, I think both from a football perspective and a human perspective.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dude that is the total package.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to keep the phone lines open all damn day. We are going to do Ask B. Mitch Anything. I have a feeling I know what people will ask you about, Brian. They'll talk to you about meeting you at an Outback Steakhouse opening in Fredericksburg in 2004. but I do, huge day in baseball yesterday. Trade deadline, what the Nats did, what the Nats didn't do. Stephen Nesbitt joins the program next.